الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، واغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. O Allah, suffice us with that which is lawful. And O Allah, make us independent of everyone but you. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslims, the subject of this khutbah is a covenant that Jarir ibn Abdullah made with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Jarir radiallahu anhu says, Bayatu Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ala nusfi li kulli Muslim. I'll give a covenant to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the nasiha, the wasiyya, the advice, the counsel to every Muslim. Giving the advice to each other is the key for families, for societies, for communities to survive. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, those who give the advice. He says in the Quran, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. He is among those who believe and give the advice to each other. And Allah Almighty tells us in Surah Al-Asr that mankind will be in love, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believe, did righteous deeds, and gave the advice with the truth. And they advise each other also with patience and perseverance. The advice is words. It's not half an hour long, it's not a book. Few words, could be only one word, that people give to each other, so that the truth is carried from generation to generation, from one person to another. Knowing that the truth itself is difficult to carry, difficult to speak, people will not hug us for saying the truth or giving the right advice. Some people get killed just for saying the right word or giving the advice. That's why Allah Almighty in Surah Al-Asr is saying they advise each other with the truth and also with patience. Because to be able to give the advice of the truth, we have to have patience. Because it could cost us our life, it could cost us even our job, our family, just for giving a word of truth. When we read the Quran, you'll find that the whole Quran revolves around this wasiyya for advice. We read in the Quran, Surah, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. He has given you in the religion that wasiyya, the advice that he has given to Nuh. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. That which we have revealed unto you, Muhammad, and the wasiyya, the advice. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We have given the wasiyya, the advice, to the people before you, and also you, and Fatullah. The most famous wasiyya for advice in the Quran is the advice of Luqman to his son. And there's one whole surah in the Quran called Surah Luqman. Luqman alayhi salam gives a beautiful advice to his son that encompasses everything. You can say the whole of Islam is summarized in the wasiyah, the brief wasiyah that Luqman gives his son. And Luqman alayhi salam starts from the top. The most important thing. What is the most important thing? يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. He begins the advice to his son by telling him do not associate partners with Allah. Those who associate partners with Allah do not harm Allah. They are harming themselves. إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Associating partners with Allah is a great injustice. He created us. We live in His universe. We breathe the air. We drink the water that He gives us. And we associate partners with Him. It's a great injustice. Then Luqman alayhi salam plants in the heart of his son the taqwa. يَسِيرُكَ اللَّهُمَّ in a very beautiful way. It was not a commandment, he's telling him, do not fear Allah. He gives him a beautiful example. So he plants in his heart the fear of Allah. يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا يَتَقُوا مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Look at how Luqman عليه السلام plant in the heart of his son the fear of Allah. Oh my son, it may be a mustard seed, 1 to 2 millimeters long. If you put in your pocket, you have a hard time finding it. It may be a mustard seed under a rock, or somewhere in the hills, or somewhere on earth. Allah will bring it home. A mustard seed hidden under a rock, anywhere in the heavens or the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Where can you hide from Allah? Where can you run away from Allah? Maybe the lights are off, the door is closed, no one has seen us. Allah Almighty is with you. And the one who can bring a mustard seed hidden anywhere can bring us forward, can bring our actions forward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is kind and Allah is good. With this beautiful example, Luqman alayhi salam stands in the heart of his son, the taqwa, the fear of Allah. Then we move on to the ibadah. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ. Oh my son, establish the prayer. And we shouldn't say he's too young. Don't wake him up for Fajr or for Isha. No one is too young to pray. And that's how we get used to prayer. By praying, encouraging our children to pray. Then he's preparing his son for the future. And he's telling his son to be a social activist. To be a khatib. So that means that he has to have a beard. Does not mean that you have to have a degree. It is the responsibility of every Muslim to be a social activist. How? يَا بُنَيَّ وَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. Enjoin what is good and forbid what is bad. And we should not wait for our children to grow up to build in them being social activists. We should build in them, if we see something wrong, to tell them about it. And if we do something good, to encourage others to do it. To enjoy what is good and forget what is bad. And Luqman alayhi salam prepared his son that enjoying what is good and forbidding what is bad could bring harm to yourself. So he says, وَصْدِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. And have patience, persevere for anything afflicted in you. Yes. I'm asking you to enjoy what is good and forget what is bad, but it will come at a cost. So be ready for that. and do not give up this function of being a social activist while still ala ma asar. Then he moved on into dealing with the future, that he lives on earth, and we are dealing with humans, we are not dealing with angels on earth, we are dealing with humans on earth. So he tells him how to deal with the future, starting by looking, starting by ourselves. Quite often we say, if my wife gets better, I'll get better. No. I should be better first before I can expect my wife or my children to get better. He tells his son, ولا تصاعر قبضك للناس. Do not be better. ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. Do not walk 40 on earth. Walk 50 meters. Be stressed in the way you walk, not running, not walking too slowly. Walk those insults and lower your body. And very inclusive wasit advice from Luqman alayhi salam to his son, starting with the tawheed, associating no partners with Allah Almighty, moving into being a social activist, enjoying what is good, forbidding what is bad, to the ibadat and to the real things that will strengthen his relationship with the people that he lives with on earth. Move from the Quran to the Sunnah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many hadiths. He gives advice to his companions. And the advice from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his companions is for all of us. It's not just an advice from a Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a companion. It is for all of us. He tells Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, أوصيك بتقوى الله في سر أمرك وعلانيتك. I give you the advice to watch Allah in your secret affairs and also in the affairs that you do properly. Look at the Messenger of Allah. It's easy for me to watch Allah because everybody's watching me. But when I'm alone, when no one's watching my signature or what I do on the computer, am I watching Allah? And the Messenger of Allah is telling Abu Dharr, watch Allah in the affairs that you do secretly and also in the affairs that you do openly. Then he gives him the eraser, realizing that you are human and you will make mistakes, will commit things, will fall down. So the Messenger of Allah gives Abu Dharr the good news, and that is, وَإِذَا أَتَأْشَى فَأَحْتَكِ. If you happen to make a mistake, follow the mistake, follow the bad deed with a good deed. I made a mistake, give sadaqah. I'm giving sadaqah, double the sadaqah. Apologize for what you said wrong. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Fast on Monday if you made a mistake. Pray in sunnah. Come to the masjid for prayer instead of praying at home. Follow the bad deed with the good deed, and the good deed will erase the bad deed. He advised one of his companions another advice to compare himself to people who are less fortunate than he is, and not to compare himself to people who are more fortunate than he is. The last 2 years, it was very hot. High humidity. It was consuming. But have we compared ourselves to people who have no access to air conditioning, or fans, or cold water? Did we compare ourselves to people who have no roof on their head? Did we compare ourselves to people who have 100 degrees temperature throughout the year? We complain about the humidity and the heat, and we forget that people are less fortunate than we are. The Messenger of Allah is telling his companions, compare yourself to people who are less fortunate than you are, and do not compare yourself to people who are more fortunate than you are. If you are wise, to the same companion, by telling him to establish the relationship with his relative. وَأَوْصَانِي بِصِلَةَ الرَّحِمْ وَإِنْ أَدْبَعَ. He asked me to establish the relationship with my relative وَإِنْ أَدْبَعَ, even though they might turn away from me. I called to say عيد مبارك. They never told me that. Every single عيد that he called me to say عيد مبارك, they never answered my phone. They never returned my call. Why should I do it again? I invited them for a call, they never invited me back. They never said salam alaykum to me. And we stopped. We stopped calling our relatives, visiting our relatives, because they turned away from us. That's exactly what the Messenger of Allah is telling his companions to do. Even though they turn away from me, even though they will not answer the phone, or pretend not to be home, or my father said he's not home. So, keep going after it. Why? We're doing it for the sake of Allah. We move from the advice of the Messenger of Allah to his companions, to the advice of the Salaf to each other. One woman gave advice to her son who was traveling, and she gave a very beautiful advice. She said, إِيَّاكَ وَالْجَوْدَ بِدِينِكَ وَالْبُخْلَ بِمَالِكَ. She told him, do not be generous with your religion and greedy with your money. How could someone be generous with his religion? Compromising his religion. She's telling him, do not be generous with your religion and greedy with your money. With your religion, you should be greedy. Keep it. Do not compromise your religion. Your parents give you a beautiful name. Do not change it. The Messenger of Allah asked us to pray in the masjid. Keep it. The Messenger of Allah gave us the advice to give sadaqah. Keep it. Do not compromise. Do not be greedy. Do not be generous with your religion. Be greedy with your religion. Keep it. When it comes to your money, be generous with your money. Do not be greedy with your money. And she tells her son, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يَرَى عَيْدَ نَكْسِ. Know very well that the human being cannot see his own mistake, his own shortcomings. So how do I correct? She told him, فَمَا تَحْتَلْتَ مِنْ غَيْرِكَ فَعْمَلْ بِهِ. If you see something good that others do, follow it. وَمَا اصْطَحْبَحْتَ مِنْ غَيْرِكَ فَاجْتَنِبْهُ. And if you see something bad from others, avoid it. Look at the advice that she gives her son. If you see something good from others, copy. Don't just watch and say, oh, mashallah, copy. And if you see something bad from others, verify it. Avoid it altogether. Then, a beautiful advice from Salman al-Farisi to Abu Darda. Abu Darda, radiallahu anhuma, both traveled to different cities, and Abu Darda writes to Salman al-Farisi, telling him, Allah Almighty has given me a rizq after leaving you, and He has given me wealth and children, and now I am resided in the glorified land, the holy land, Al-Ard al-Muqaddas. So come join us in Al-Ard al-Muqaddas. Salman alayhi salam writes back to him a very beautiful advice, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تُقَدِّسُ أَحَدًا وَإِنَّمَا يُقَدِّسُ الْإِنسَانُ عَمَلُهُ. The land does not glorify anyone. What glorifies a human being is his actions. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who take that advice and give that advice. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله عز وجل. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. وسلم. It is our duty as believers to accept the advice and give the advice for the sake of Allah Almighty. And be patient and persevere. Because sometimes given the advice or even receiving it requires patience. It will take some time for people to listen to the advice. So for us it can. And let's be lenient and easy with each other when it comes to giving the advice. It should not be given with a frowning face, by pointing fingers, by hanging up the phone, by waving our hands, by waving our hands. It should be done in the most beautiful way, at the most appropriate time. A man came to Harun al-Rashid and he told him, I'm giving you an advice and I'll be very harsh on you. Harun told him, wait a minute. Allah Almighty has sent someone who is much better than you are. So someone who is much worse than I am. And yet he told him, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. He has sent Musa alayhi salam who is much better than you are. So for the hour, who is much worse than I am. And yet he told Musa and his brother, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Speak to him softly. No matter who we are, we will never be like Musa alayhi salam. And no matter who you give the advice to, you will not be worse than Fir'aun. Therefore, just be lenient and easy with each other. اللهم اجعلنا معنا هذا جمعا معصوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعذ بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الاجابه اللهم هذا الجهد عليك سكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقم الصلاة